Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan, Sammy Hagar here.
Sammy, my man. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm just sitting here trying to convince everybody that Red Till I'm Dead is the greatest party movie ever made.
I know, man. I'm so excited for this. We're giving away tickets all next week, too, and I know listeners are really excited for it, too.
Oh, that's great. You know, I just played up in Denver, you know, this last year, And the fans in Denver, for some reason, they're like, I don't even smoke dope, you know what I mean? But the fans in Denver get me. You know, they understand me. They like what I do, and we have a great relationship.
Yeah, man, I got to tell you, I was at the Fiddler's Green show, and you absolutely destroyed it.
Yeah, the fans are so cool. Like I said, I mean, they get this band. Well, just get what I do. It probably doesn't matter what band. I remember playing the Fillmore with Chickenfoot there. I played Red Rocks with the Circle last year, And I don't know. I'm not just saying this because I'm on Denver stations here. I sincerely dig Denver, man. It's a cool town. It's gotten so many great restaurants and little boutiques and little friggin', you know, it's kind of got turned into this little micro city, you know, that's pretty cool. A lot of good micro breweries and stuff. Anyway, I have a good time there, and I always have a good time playing. So they're going to love the movie. I'm telling you.
that's great to hear. I love it. Well, and I was going to say, I've been telling people about your show and how you are now 70 and you are jumping off things, waving around, screaming. You would guess you were 35 years old out there. It was awesome.
Yeah, something happens. You know what I mean? I am pretty active and pretty healthy guy, but you know, when I see a video of what I do, sometimes I go, whoops. Yeah, be careful up there, Sammy. Now you're getting old. You know, I'm gonna talk to myself like my dad would, my uncle would, or something. But no, the whole thing is that you get in front of these people, and it's what I've done my whole life. So it just naturally happens. You know, every year, if I take a break and get ready to go out on tour again, I say, now this year I'm not gonna run around so much. I'm gonna concentrate on just, you know, being a better singer and just standing there, not being such an entertainer. You know, I'll entertain the people with my lingo and my jokes and my this and that, with my great music. And I get out there, the bell rings, and there I'm running from one side of the stage, you know, back to my same old self. And I go, damn it, I was trying to, you know, change, but I can't.
Yeah, I mean, well, you do it well, my friend. One of the best entertainers I have seen by far in a long time, I'll tell you that.
The movie Red Till I'm Dead, though, you know, that's a small stage at the Cabo Wabo. We're up there serving it up, and it's more like being in my living room, you know, and I think that's why it's so sought after. We had over 100,000 fans line up for the lottery to get into the birthday bash this year. We only sell 2,000 tickets. I mean, that's how crazy it's gotten. And last year was over 40-some thousand, and it's almost doubled, you know. I mean, no, it did double. It doubled in interest. And I think it's because they want to see this thing that happens in my own car, right? It's like being in my house with my friends. And we go up there, and it's very special. And to capture it on film was not easy. We had like 11 cameras stuck all, every nook and cranny of the Cabo Wabo Cantina had a camera from some angle, and guys running around with handhelds to get everything that happened and then try to edit it into one thing and make it look like something. And people go, what in the hell is going on here? You know, it's pretty cool. The rough cut I saw, man, it captured it, man. You feel just like you're there, man. You can smell it. It's great.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think anybody there acted a little differently because there were cameras there? Do you think everybody was basically just having a party and there happened to be cameras?
Oh, yeah. A party that happened to be cameras. Nobody was acting nothing. Not even myself, not the musicians. You'll see. It's so raw and natural. It's what happens. You get in that environment down there. You know, the Cabo Wabo is a special place, and then you're in Mexico, so, you know, you're drinking a little more than you normally would. And the cool thing is everyone's on the same booze. It's like, you know, everyone's drinking the same thing. So it's not like one guy's drinking whiskey, and this guy's drinking beer, and this guy's smoking dope, and this guy took acid. You know, it's like it's all working. Everyone's got the same buzz on. They're there for the same reason. And man, the cameras just melt into the wall instantly. I don't think anyone knew anything. A matter of fact, I bet you half the people that when they see themselves, you know, that were there, when they see themselves, they're going to go, oh, yeah, no, oh, I remember that.
That's me.
I'm so proud of this. I can't tell you. That's why I'm doing all this promotion for it, because I want everyone to see this. You've got to see it. It's not like I'm going to make a gazillion dollars. There ain't no money involved in this. This is just really a labor of love. I want all those 100,000 people that tried to get tickets and couldn't get them, I want them to see it. You know, the way we did it and enjoy what we did and just throw the big party. You know, this is going to be like the Rocky Horror Show. You know, people are going to start, they're going to show up, they're going to get their little buzz on, maybe go eat some tacos, have a few margaritas. Hopefully some of the theaters will serve, you know, my spirits there. Hopefully that would be great, but not all of them do. But anyway, they're going to come and they're going to throw the party right there in the movie theater, man. The movie theater managers are going to be going, what? What the hell's going on here, man?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's cool. And you seem like the kind of guy that if you could, you would throw a birthday party and invite like a million people.
Oh, absolutely. I tried to do it this year. For my 70th, I tried to get this big piece of land in the middle of the desert. Not in the middle of the desert, it's right across the street from the ocean. But it's, you know, a big plot of desert, and we were going to fence it, and, you know, so we could control it, going to put a blah, blah, blah. It was like $650,000 to build it out. I'm going, oh, man. I'm not. And plus, then you're in Mexico. It's like, you know, by the time you're done, I thought it was going to be $650,000. Well, Senor Sammy, it's going to be a little more expensive. You know, it's like Tar Baby, you know, once you start doing the build-out, more expenses come. So I passed on it. I said, you know what? I'm not going to try to build out something like that and have an egg in my face and a big disaster for the fans. I'll just keep doing it the way I've been doing it at the cantina, and it's the big party.
Well, yeah, I mean, and you're a great businessman, too. I mean, you can kind of tell when something's going to go well, something may go south. And, I mean, you've built an incredible brand with a big diversified portfolio. So let me ask you this. What is more important, your music or your brand?
Oh, hell, my music is my brand.
I love that.
No, yeah, everything I've ever done has been built around music. You know, when I built the Cobble Wobble was my first business that I built, you know, real business. I mean, I have had a little jive businesses, you know, paper route. but no, the Cobble Wobble was the real deal. And it was built so I could have a place to play music. When I was in Mexico, I bought a house down there. My first time I went to Cabo, I fell in love. I said, I got to have a place. So I found a condo. There was only like 40 there was a 40-unit condo building down there, and it's the only place you could buy. So I bought one. It wasn't even done yet. And I said, man, I'm down here like for 3 or 4 months at a time. I wanted a place to play. So I built the Cabo Wobble. I swear. I just said, I'll build this little place, man. We'll have tequila bar and some great tacos and put a little stage up, and my friends could come and play acoustic, you know, and have this little thing. Next thing I knew, it morphed into a big, real, giant venue, and it just turned into a business. I said, well, I need my own tequila built, you know, and then the tequila came, and it's just like one thing after the other. So it was all based off music, though. It still is, you know, like, I don't know. It's built off lifestyle, what I like to do. When I go to Hawaii and when my rum was made there, my rum's now, Sammy Sweet's Farm rum's made in Puerto Rico now, because Hawaii's had dried up all the cane. But when I would go over there, I would go over there and I would go to the rum factory and I would, you know, mess with all the rums, and I'd be out chopping cane and tasting it raw and really getting into it, you know, and you know, my whole lifestyle in Hawaii was different with the rum than it was in Mexico with the tequila, and it's still that way. It's just kind of all built around my lifestyle. I play ukulele. I go around and go into bars and stuff that nobody knows who the hell I am until I get up there. And I take a ukulele in Maui, and I go up and play freaking Hawaiian music with these Hawaiian musicians. It's a blast. I'm in Mexico. I go play with mariachi bands in the street. You know, it's all about the music for me. I don't know. The lifestyle makes me happy.
I love it, man. And the music gives you your brand, and the brand gives you your music. You know, they go hand in hand, I think.
Does.
You actually spent some days in the mountain biking business, too.
Yeah, kind of an innovator. Now, I know you guys in Colorado, I could start a fist fight right now with somebody if I was there. Because everybody thinks that Colorado had the first mountain bikes, and the guys in Mount Tam and Marin County, where I had my first bike store, Sausalito Saucery, they think that mountain biking with Steve Potts and those guys, Gary Fisher, was started in Moran here. Well, I'm from Moran, so I'm kind of leaning on that. Now, I don't know any of those guys from Colorado. I suppose they started mountain biking, but I bet you them suckers were doing it. And it just, I was a big fan of mountain biking. Now, I can't do it so much anymore because it kills my neck and shoulder blades and my wrists and my hands, you know, going downhill. You know, I can go uphill all day, but boy, when I start coming downhill, I get myself all beat up. You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm too old to enjoy that side of it. And I don't like all the, you know, that's another thing that could be an argument. I don't like all the shocks and all the different little bikes that got all these tricky things to make it feel like you're riding in a Rolls Royce. Man, I want to be on a hard tail. You know what I mean?
Right. You're like, yeah, we don't need this extra solar-powered light or GPS or any of this nonsense.
Hell no, man. Just get on the bike and roll, baby.
So I was going to ask you, with the recent passing of Malcolm Young, do you have any fun memories of him?
Well, I did about four shows in my life with AC/DC back when Bon Scott was in the band, never since Brian Johnson. Brian Johnson's been to a few of my shows. And he was probably my closest person in the band. You know, they're a pretty private band, you know, Malcolm and Angus. I never really hung with them. I met them, you know, had a quick conversation. We were on shows together. But it was back in the old days, it was me and Bon Scott drinking, you know, out of a whiskey bottle and talking about being singers in bands, you know, back in the 70s. But no, never really got to be friends with those guys very much. But boy, sure, another sad day in rock, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, one of the greatest rhythm guitar players. You know, everyone talks about lead guitar players and the shredders and all this and that. Man, Malcolm was one of the greatest rhythm guitar players on the planet. He sat back there and played, you know, for 20 minutes, you know, and just kept the groove right in the pocket, man. That's as hard to do as shredding anything.
Yeah, just wails. I love it. And I'll tell you what, man, something you said that stood out to me when you were here, you said you want to be the oldest living rock star ever.
Red till I'm dead, baby. Come on. December 5th, go see what this 70-year-old boy's doing up there. You know, yeah, come on into my living room and watch me at when I'm 100, because I do want to be the oldest living rock star on the planet someday. And the only reason I say that, it's not an ego trip, it's because I want to be healthy and I want to keep doing this for as long as I can. And I think I can do it for 30 more years. I really do. I mean, I doubt if you're going to be seeing me on tour at 100, but on my 100th birthday, I will be doing a concert somewhere if I'm alive, because that's going to be the big one. Everyone calls 70 the big one. I'm going, get out of here, man. Wait till you see my 100th. Let's see who shows up.
Yeah, no, I love that, man. That's so awesome. Well, Sammy, I want to say thank you so much for hanging out today. I've been a fan of yours for a long, like, I was kind of fanboyed today when I was going to be interviewing you. So I was like, oh my God. So thank you for all the awesome stuff you've done over the years. And we're really excited to see this new movie coming out. We got like 10 theaters in Denver showing it too.
Because the fans got to see it, man. This is a must-see in Denver rock. So go out and party down to it, man. Go get yourself tightened up and go see this movie December 5th. And have a good time. Peace and love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.